Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, please come closer. Come closer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters and my elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, gives us special times in the year, times in which good deeds are multiplied and hearts are softened. Alhamdulillah. One of these special times is the month of Rajab. And today, this is the 12th of Rajab, 1447 Isvi, Hijri. So Rajab, the month of Rajab, is one of the four sacred months mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi thna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqas samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, the number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 of them, four are sacred. So my dear brothers and sisters and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness another Rajab this month. Not because we deserve it, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. The month of Rajab is not just another page of the on the calendar. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling you by name and saying, come back. I am still here. The month of Rajab is one of the sacred months chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. A month where even time is honored. Yet, ask yourself by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask yourself honestly, are my days honored? Are my nights remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have I been living an autopilot? In sacred months, since hurt the soul more deeply, and good deeds shine more brightly. Rajab comes quietly this month. Rajab, the month of Rajab, comes quietly, شور پکارا نہیں ہوتا جیسے رمضان میں ہوتا ہے. بفور رمضان وی آر سیئنگ الحمد للہ دیر آر 30 ڈیز 29 ڈیز 28 ڈیز 27 ڈیز اونلی ان ون ڈے ٹوڈے دیز آر رمضان ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ وی ہیو ٹو پرے تراوی. سو بٹ دا منتھ آف رجب کمز کوائٹلی ناٹ لاؤڈ لائک رمضان بیکاز اٹ از مینٹ فار دوز ہو لسن ود دا ہارٹ. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, Rajab comes before Ramadan for a reason. Why we are sitting here? Because there's a reason. Everything behind there's a reason, yeah? Why we are drinking water? Because hum pyaase. We are thirsty. That's why we are drinking water, yeah? So, the month of Rajab comes before Ramadan for a reason. Rajab is not a magic switch. Ramadan is not a magic switch. It does not suddenly change hearts that refuse to soften before its arrival. Rajab is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, prepare, clean your heart, fix your relationship with me. How many Ramadans have passed us by? How many Ramadan? There are so many Ramadan passed. How many sujoos were rushed? How many Qur'ans were unopened? And still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us live to see another Rajab. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given upon us. Rajab is not about pretending to be perfect. The month of Rajab is not about pretending to be perfect. It is about admitting we are broken. Hum toote hue. Some of us smile in publicly, but cry in private. And some of us pray, but feel empty. Some of us know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but feel far from Him. Rajab is the month to sit alone and say, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's me again. Ya Allah, main hazir hoon. Bas aap mujhe maaf kar dijiye. Not with fancy words. ہمیں کوئی اچھے بڑے بڑا چڑھا کے کچھ الفاظ کہنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. Not with fancy words. Not with long speeches. But with honesty, even one tear, one ek aansu, even one tear shed for all, even one tear shed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wash away years of sin. Ek aansu جو ہے, ایک آنسو کی ضرورت ہے. Only one. Tear shed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wash away years of sins. وہ ایک واقعہ ہم سنتے ہیں نا کتنا جی مولانا وہ ایک واقعہ ہے وہ کہتے ہیں سنم 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 بٹ ون ٹائم ہی سیڈ سمد بائی مسٹیکلی دین اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیڈ آئی ایم ہیئر سو دیٹس وائی ایون ون ٹیئر shed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wash away years of sin. So my dear brothers and sisters and elders, nothing shows our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than salah, prayer, namaz. Ask yourself and be brave enough to answer, do I delay my prayers for people? Do I rush through them like a burden? Or do I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like someone who needs Him? If your salah is broken, everything else will be feel broken. Rajab, the month of Rajab, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you time to fix it before Ramadan exposes it. Start now, even if it's difficult. Start now, even if you fall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kya dekhte? Mashakkat. Mehnat dekhte. So, do not overwhelm yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not asking you to become an angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not asking you and me to become an angel. Become an angel, just choose one sin. One habit and one addiction, one secret, and say, Ya Allah, for your sake, I leave this in this month of Rajab. If you leave one sin sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors you never imagined. We never imagined. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through pain, loss and rejection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heavens, Jannah. This teaches us closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes after turning back to him. Allah, main aapke paas se chale gaya tha. Allah, main ghafil ho gaya tha. Allah, phir main aapke paas aa gaya hoon. Bas aap mujhe maaf kar dijiye. Inshallah, main namazon ki pabandi karun. Inshallah. So come after turning back to him. So closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes after turning back to him. Rajab is not about external change. It's about this month, the month of Rajab is not about external change. It's about spiritual elevation. Raise your heart even if your life is heavy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lift you higher than your past. If we feel distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month is for us. And if we feel ashamed, then this month is for us. So if you think I am too sinful, agar hum ye samajh rahe hain ki hum bahut bade bahut zyada gunahgar hain, if you are feeling like this, if you feel I am too sinful, know this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not let you hear about Rajab by accident. You are not forgotten. You are not rejected. You are invited. Rajab is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still wants us, still wants you. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let Rajab be the beginning of our return. Say Ameen. And let Ramadan be the proof that we changed. Inshallah ta'ala. Ameen. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Sheikh, jazakallahu khair wa hasan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون وقال سبحانه وتعالى ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه إمام أبو داود والترمذي رحمهم الله في سننهما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته اجمعين ما شاء الله we have a lot of youngsters here ما شاء الله and ما شاء الله you ask someone who's 70 years old even they are young because until you don't reach three figures ما شاء الله everyone is young Until 99, everyone feels young, mashallah. But alhamdulillah, we have a lot of youngsters. And I know the concentration span of our youngsters is maybe on a Nintendo Switch is maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. Maybe on PS5 is maybe 3 hours and maybe even more. And on the internet, mashallah, you enter into the net. So you get lost. So mashallah, there's no time factor. But everything in the masjid seems so big. Everything in the masjid seems so big. Mashallah, you give in Westfield, you can spend 50 pounds. But in the masjid, 5 pounds. Mashallah, I gave 500 pence in the masjid. You know, mashallah, it seems so big. So inshallah, I'm not gonna drag it on, inshallah, because I know that the concentration span of our youngsters, especially in the masjid, is, I think, personally, I think, is no more than 25 to 30 minutes. So, mashallah, brothers, if you told me, mashallah, manana, if you can keep it to 25 minutes, mashallah, it'll be better. Inshallah, I won't go too much over my time, but I want to leave you with a few messages, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, me and you, all of us here, we are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people outside today, on the 31st of December, anticipating the arrival of the first seconds of January 2026. They are partying, they are enjoying, and we can go one step further. Billions of people around the world may be engrossed in sinning. And there is no sin under the shade of the sky that people will not be ashamed to do today. You believe me? Be it zina, be it anything else that you will see, okay, it is going to be very, very common. So we are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me and you the tawfiq to spend some time in the masjid. The fact that Allah ta'ala brought you here, you did not come. Allah ta'ala brought you here. They say, ye qadam uthte nahi hai, uthaye jate hai. These feet, you do not raise it yourself. You were driven to come into the masjid with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, we are very, very lucky. We are spending half an hour, 45 minutes in the masjid. But I want to leave you with a message, inshallah. What happens at the coming of the new year? A lot of people are rejoicing. But for a Muslim, for me and you need to ask yourselves, what are you rejoicing for? Why? You know, you ask yourself. You've seen a genocide in Gaza. You've seen approximately 1.5 million to 2 million people displaced from their homes. You have seen people who have starved. You have seen kids who have become malnutritioned because of lack of food, because of lack of medication. You have had kids that have become absolutely on the bone. You see their bones. You can see their rib cage. You can see absolutely nothing. There is civil war in Sudan. Muslims are killing Muslims. And the ones who are giving the money are Muslims, so-called Muslims, from the UAE. You've got Muslims in Somalia that are dying. You've got hundreds and thousands in Sudan that are dying. You've got maybe 150, 200,000 people have been martyred in Gaza. You have seen people displaced. You have seen in front of the international eyes, you have seen Muslims' homes in Gaza and the West Bank and the surrounding areas, you've seen them bulldozed down for the world to remain absolutely silent. You have seen Muslims who are giving non-Muslims a jet worth $400 million. Now, for me and you as a Muslim, you ask yourself, what is there to rejoice? What is 2026 going to bring for me and you? You know, you need to ask yourself. Junaid al-Baghdadi is a beautiful statement. Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, used to say, the ending of the year, you need to measure by seeing how close you have come to Allah. Number one, how close you have come to Allah. Number one. Number two, how far you have come away from shaitan. How close you have come to Jannah. And how much you have distanced yourself from Jahannam. That is how you need to measure your year 2025. Junaid al-Baghdadi did not say 2025. MashaAllah, he was in the second century. MashaAllah, but third century. Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah. So he's talking about, that is how a Muslim must measure, okay, how the year has passed, how that year was. You know, today, at the coming of the new year, people will make New Year's resolutions. And you know, if you look at the top 10, okay, the top three are what? Top three are what? Number one, health. Number one, health and wellness, well-being. You know, now I will go to the gym. I will have a membership of the gym. And you will pay and you will have, you mashallah, you have a figure in mind and you want to become like that individual. So number one is health. Number two is wealth. And number three, family relationships that we have broken, we want to mend. These are the top three. Now, for a, inshallah, we're just going to see what are the resolutions in the life of a Muslim. And inshallah, this is what I will finish on, inshallah. And inshallah, please, you bear with me. I will try and be very, very brief. Number one, health. For a Muslim, that should never be a New Year resolution. Never. Why? Because me and you have been told by the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to, if you want to maintain your health, there's a few things you need to do. And inshallah, this is, I'm not quoting Quran and Hadith. Please don't get me wrong. So don't go outside and quote me. I am not quoting now to you in the statement that I'm making. I am not quoting Quran or Hadith. I am quoting to you a statement of a great wali of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Jalalabadi Rahimahullah. MashaAllah, this individual was an amazing, amazing individual. People in India say, till today they say, if you wanted to see a walking angel on the surface of the earth, you had to see Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Jalalabadi Rahimahullah. And alhamdulillah, I was lucky enough to see the personality. If you were to see him, MashaAllah, I'm absolutely amazing. They say he was Mustajabud Da'wat. If he made dua for you, inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, dua will be accepted for you. He was Mustajabud Da'wat. You have Sahaba like that. You have Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was Mustajabud Da'wat. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, who's a jannati guaranteed. He used to be scared if Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas used to open his tongue. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is the individual regards whom Rasulullah says, whatever Abdullah ibn Mas'ud desires for my ummah, I also desire that for my ummah. So that is a caliber of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to be scared. Oh Sa'ad, please don't open your tongue against us. Why? Because he was Mustajabud Da'wat. So Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Jalalabadi Rahimahullah used to mention one beautiful wazifa, an amal that everyone can do here. Inshallah, everyone can do it. What do you do? After Farz Namaz, like I've told you, please don't go look for it in the Quran and Hadith. You're not going to find it. See, you don't need to find everything in Quran and Hadith. Some things are what we call mujarrabat. They are what have been experienced by our pious predecessors. So mashallah, beautiful. Everyone can take this back. Inshallah, and Allah ki zaat se ummeed hai, inshallah, you will never have a heart attack. Aapko kabhi zindagi mein heart attack nahi hoga. What do you do? Take your hand and you place it on your heart. You place it on your heart after farz namaz. And you read this in one breath. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya qawiyu, ya qawiyu, ya qawiyu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read that in one breath and do that three times. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya qawiyu, ya qawiyu, ya qawiyu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read it in one breath. Read that three times and then take your hand, blow on your hand, and you just pass over your heart. Inshallah, you will not suffer a heart attack. So I was saying, for a Muslim, being healthy should never be your New Year resolution. A lot of non-Muslims will go to the gym, but for a Muslim, what did the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam say? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salam said, Muslims will not become sick. Why? Because number one, you only eat halal. Number one, inshallah, you only eat halal. Number one. Number two, you eat in moderation. Number two, you eat in moderation. And number three, so number one, you only eat halal. Number two, you eat in moderation. And along with that, you only eat when you are hungry. Don't be governed by time. You know today what happens? We are governed by time when it comes to eating. Don't become governed by time. On a Sunday, you've had brunch. You've had a breakfast, what time? 11:30. Because you wake up at 11 o'clock, 11:30, you have your breakfast. And now every day you eat at 1:30. So now on a Sunday, at 1:30, you sit down to eat. Not because you're hungry, because you have become governed by time. So for a Muslim, number one, you only eat halal. Number one. Number two, you eat in moderation. And how much do you eat? You eat one third. You leave one third of your belly for food, one third for water, and one third for sas, for your breath. Because mashallah, today, you know what we do? We give the food takes the place of the air as well, and also mashallah, the water as well. So that's why when we finish eating, we have to get someone, your neighbor, to help you to stand up. And that's why we can't, mashallah, you know, Muslims, we eat more in the month of Ramadan, and we put on more weight in the month of Ramadan. When Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, what? Sumu taslihu. Roza rakho, tumhari sihat hogi. If you fast, you will become healthy. So for a Muslim, you know, becoming healthy should never be a New Year's resolution. Why? Because you do three things. Number one, you only eat halal. And you only eat what is wholesome and pure. So mashallah, Zafir will give you pizza today. So inshallah, just be careful how much you eat. You know, the Messenger of Allah salatu wasalam, says, "Ta'amu al-wahid yakfil ithnain." The food of one individual should suffice for two. The food for two should suffice for four. In other words, you eat in moderation. So number one, you eat in moderation. You only eat halal. And number three, you only eat when you are hungry. Sayyida Aisha's riwayat, what did the Messenger of Allah say? The worst pot a Muslim can fill is the pot of the belly. مَا مَلَأَ آدْمِيٌ وِعَاءً شَرًّا مِّن بَطْنٍ. There is no pot a human being can fill than the belly. So inshallah, see, this is why we become so lazy in our ibadat. So this is number one. And also, we share our food with other people. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. So this is number one. Number two, in terms of wealth, in terms of wealth, you know, for a Muslim, New Year resolutions for a lot of people is what? You know, you want to accumulate X amount of wealth. For a Muslim, the true resolution must be that how much have I earned for the hereafter? How much have I earned for the hereafter? Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali's statement is beautiful. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, says, every individual should consider himself to be a businessman. Look what he says. Every individual must consider himself to be a businessman. But that is also in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, as well. كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو. كل الناس يغدو. Every Muslim wakes up in the morning, فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو مبقها. Every individual wakes up in the morning, you either sell yourself or you either, you know, you are فمعتقها أو مبقها. You either free your nafs, number one, or number two, مبقها, you destroy your nafs. In other words, you either make yourself or you either break yourself. What does Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah say? A businessman is very, very careful in regards to every penny that he earns. And then he takes account of what he has earned. So at the end, you know what they say, mashallah? At the end of the day, if you have not made the same profit or more profit than last year, in terminology of Western finance, what do you call that? You call it a loss. You call it a profit warning. In the, mashallah, you call it a profit warning. What happens to the share of that company? It tumbles down. You're making the same profit that you made last year, or maybe slightly less. But they call that a profit, profit warning. For a Muslim, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib says, if your 2 days are the same, man istawa yawma, fahuwa maghboon. If your 2 days, yesterday and today, if they were the same, then you are at loss. And if your second day compared to yesterday was evil, فَهُوَ مَلْعُونَ, then that person is under the curse of Allah and his Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. This is according to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then if you are going down the following day and the following day, see, because you have to remember, every day that we go, every year that comes in our life is taking me and you closer to our death. We are becoming close to our death. Why are we then rejoicing? This is why Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahimahullah, Salahuddin Ayyubi was only 56 years old when he passed away. He was only 56 years old when he passed away. He was born in 1137 CE and he passed away in 1193 CE. So mashallah, he was the one who conquered the last individual to conquer Masjid Al-Aqsa. And after he conquered it, Muslims lost it in 1099 CE. And then it was lost for approximately 85 years. So he regained it, alhamdulillah, around 1187, 1186, 87. That was the time the Muslims regained Masjid Al-Aqsa. Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahimahullah, and mashallah, he was from Kurdistan. He was from Kurdistan, he was a Kurd. Allah Ta'ala does not need anyone to do the work of his deen. Allah Ta'ala will take it from anyone. Allah Ta'ala, if he wants, he can take it from birds. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ Salahuddin Ayyubi never smiled. He never smiled. And someone asked him, to smile is a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Why don't you smile? He says, how can I smile if I see the plight of the ummah the way I see it? This is his statement when Masjid Al-Aqsa was not conquered. That was his statement when Masjid Al-Aqsa was not conquered. So for a Muslim, when it comes to wealth, mashallah, you know, you are a rich individual according to Islam if you have qana'at in your life. Al-qana'atu kanzun la yanfad. Qana'at and being content is a treasure that will never end. For a Muslim, you avoid israf. You avoid israf, you stay away from being extravagant, being wasting. You know, the hadith mentioned by Imam, you know, hadith, this is a statement of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. You wear what you want. You eat what you want. So long you avoid two things. Number one, arrogance. And number two, wastage. You do not waste. Khair inshallah, for a Muslim, be it health, be it wealth. And number three, be it family relationship. For a Muslim, family relationship is not only on the 1st of January. Because you know, mashallah, you know what they say? You know, there's a 40% of all the New Year's resolutions that are made in January the 1st, 40% of them are already broken by the end of the month. 40% are already broken by the end of the month. So inshallah, for a Muslim, you know, mending your family ties and your relationship with your family, this is something that happens every single moment of our lives. It's not only for the new year. You know, for a Muslim, mashallah, you know, you should, all the children here, you should be very, very, you should be very, very kind and gentle towards your parents. Mashallah, you know, you only get your parents once in a lifetime. The Messenger of Allah, you know, ask those individuals that have lost their parents. Ask those individuals that does not have a mother to make dua for them. Ask those individuals that don't have a father. You know, mashallah, you ask so many individuals. If you have any, you know, if you have, ask a blind person, why does he want his eyesight back? And he will say, I only want my eyesight back. Why? Either to read the Quran, number one, or number two, to see my parents. This is why I want my eyesight back. The Messenger of Allah said, in regards to the mother, your mother is underneath the feet of your mother is your Jannah. And your father is a central door into Jannah. So inshallah, you know, look after your parents when it comes to relationships. For me and you as Muslims, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitab al-Adab, who does he mention right at the beginning when it comes to mannerisms and adab? Who does he mention first? Your parents. Your parents come first. Khair inshallah. So my, what are the New Year's resolutions for a Muslim? What should you and me do? And inshallah, I'll finish on this inshallah. I'll be very, very brief. Number one, for a Muslim, you want to attain three things in this coming year. And then inshallah, a further two that I mentioned. So in total, we'll only mention five. And inshallah, please, you know, when you go home, Allah Ta'ala maaf kare today, at home, we don't have an environment of sitting down for ta'leem. The only time we sit down at home is when? There's only one thing that gathers at home. Not even eating. You know why? Because, mashallah, family members have now, we have taken our houses or our homes as hotels. So everyone, mashallah, has got a different check-in time and check-out time. You know, the kids are eating at 3:30 when they come from school. And the parents are eating maybe 7 o'clock, 7:30. So the only thing that assembles everyone at home is what? You're going to be surprised. It's a TV. Really, the only thing that is uniting everyone at home is the TV. It's not the kitab, it's not the Quran, it's not ta'lim, it's not maybe even nowadays, it's not even the food. So inshallah, my message to all of you, what are, for a Muslim, what are our New Year resolutions? And see, what you need to remember, mine and yours, khulasa of our entire life is Surah Al-Fatiha in the beginning, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ in the end. That is the khulasa of our entire lives. We take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb, as our master. In the end as well, you got قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So you got رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ in the beginning. And then you got رَبُّ النَّاسِ in the end. So what does that make me and you? If Allah ta'ala is a master, what do we become? We become not the servants of Allah, we become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala is a master, so we become slaves. And who is a slave? Whatever the master will tell you, you have to do. So inshallah, what are the New Year resolutions for a Muslim? Just remember these three inshallah. Number one, worship. Ask yourself where you were in terms of your ibadah last year. Where are you now on the 31st of December? You know, where were you on January the 1st, 2025? And now where are we in terms of December 31st, 2025, coming on to 2026, where are we in terms of ibadah? At the beginning of January, I was reading my Fajr namaz at home. Has that changed? I was reading my Isha at home. Has that changed? If it hasn't changed, you know what? We haven't really gained much. Because these are my and your New Year resolutions. We want to make sure we increase in ibadah, we increase in worship. And how do we do that? If you can start with this, inshallah, please start with this. Every individual must have a goal. I will read my Fajr namaz and my Isha namaz, I will read with jama'at. The hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim from Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, the Messenger of Allah والسلام, says, anyone who reads Isha Salah with Jama'at behind the Imam in the Masjid, you will get half the night of worship. And mashallah, in the winter, that is very, very hard. You try and worship Allah Ta'ala for the entire night. You try and do that. Is this not possible? How are you going to do that? But you will get the reward if you read Isha namaz with jama'at and then Fajr namaz in the morning with jama'at. You've got the reward of the entire night. Now, in order to make your salah great, what do you have to do? You have to attach yourself to the Quran. Because otherwise, your salat is not going to be long. MashaAllah, our salat is, you know how long? Surah Fatiha. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Surah Fatiha. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And mashallah, if we go very, very far, we go to Wal Asr innal insana lafi khusr. And a lot of people say, mashallah, we can't go beyond the elephant. Because elephant, you know, mashallah, we can't go beyond the elephant. So we stop on Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. And the furthest we go beyond the elephant is Wal Asr innal insana lafi khusr. So the first thing we do, inshallah, we try. This is mine and your New Year resolution. You have a goal. You have a goal in life. You know, see, as Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah used to say, if you don't have a goal, then your brother is shaitan. If you don't have a timetable, then your brother is shaitan. If you have a goal that you want to attain something, then inshallah you will work for it and you will strive for it. So number one, inshallah, we try and increase ourselves in ibadah. And ibadah, we start with Fajr namaz and with Isha namaz. And inshallah, the rest will follow suit. Alongside that, inshallah, we attach ourselves to the Quran. So number one, with worship. Try and increase it in worship. MashaAllah, you ask yourselves, every one of us here, the elders, mashaAllah, okay, what phone did you have two years ago? Unless, mashaAllah, you are old school, okay, mashaAllah, that you might have the same phone that you had 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Okay, but you ask yourselves, you had iPhone 15. And mashallah, your New Year resolution is, I want iPhone 17 Pro Max. You want all the names. And mashallah, for our kids, okay, they want a PS FIFA, PS5, PlayStation 5. Okay, that is the, mashallah, that's what they're saving up for. Okay, this is not a goal for a Muslim. So inshallah, number one, you try and increase in your ibadah. Last time you upgraded your phone, when was the last time you upgraded your tilawat? MashaAllah, you have an imam here where you can come to the masjid. Okay, you can participate in the durus that you have in the masjid. MashaAllah, brother Nuruddin, he does seerah. Okay, our imam does dars of the Quran. Come to the masjid and try and increase. Okay, number one, you have to increase in matters of ibadah. Number one. Number two, in matters of ilm. In matters of ilm. Ask yourselves, mashallah, I'm asking myself and everyone here, how many of us understand here the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha? You know, the tafsir, I'm not saying translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. I'm just saying the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. What does Al-Maghdub alayhim waladdalin mean? What do these ayat mean? We ask ourselves. So we have to have a goal when it comes to for the new year. What do I want to achieve by 31st December 2026? What do I want to achieve? MashaAllah, you might say, number one, I want to memorize Surah Yasin. Because still I don't know Surah Yasin. Number one. Number two, in this entire year, I want to memorize Surah Al-Mulk. Because it was a statement of my Nabi, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam said, it is my desire that Surah Al-Mulk be in the heart of every Muslim. So mashallah, you want to make Surah Al-Mulk, okay, this is your goal for the entire year and work towards it. And alongside that, you want to increase in your knowledge. So what do you want to do? You want to also understand Surah Yasin. You want to understand Surah Al-Mulk. And mashallah, if anyone wants to understand Surah Al-Mulk, I've wrote a commentary of Surah Al-Mulk because we read it every, mashallah, every night. If anyone wants it, inshallah, not now, you'll have to ask me, inshallah, next week after we go back to the madrasa. Okay, inshallah, I'm just putting, the students are just putting it onto computer. Inshallah, we will give it to the brothers and sisters in Allah, inshallah, so you can read the tafsir of Surah Al-Mulk, what Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you in Surah Al-Mulk. So you have to have a goal. And then try and read any kitabs that have been written on the tafsir of Surah Yasin. Inshallah, I can send all of you the tafsir of Surah Yasin. It's about 400 sides. It's in English. You have absolutely no excuse. No one has any excuse that I did not understand the Quran because I did not have the resources in my language. Inshallah, if you ask me, I will send you Surah Yasin tonight. And you can, inshallah, it's a colleague of mine who lives in New Zealand. That is the dars that he gave in the local masjid. I will send it to you, inshallah. You can read the entire tafsir of Surah Yasin. I'll send that to you, inshallah, Surah Al-Mulk. So you have a goal. You have a goal, inshallah. Maybe someone's goal, because mashallah, you are very, very strong. You can want to learn, and you want to memorize, and you want to internalize, you want to understand the entire Surah Kahf. If you, mashallah, if you can do that, well and good. So number one, you increase in your worship. Where you are today, you must not become static. MashaAllah, you know, a lot of people say, MashaAllah, hum to bahut dindar hai. Hum log char namaz padte hai. MashaAllah, we are very, very good in terms of our deen. Okay, we read four namaz. The only namaz which is difficult is Fajr namaz, or example, Isha namaz. This is difficult, especially we look in the summer. Okay, MashaAllah, we have to try and get to the next level. So number one, in worship. Number two, in knowledge, in ilm. You have to go, that is your new year resolution. Why? Because, inna hada al-ilma deen. This ilm is deen. This ilm is deen. The more that you know of your ilm, the more deen will come into our lives, will come into the lives of our children. And for ilm as well, you need to do ta'leem at home as well. You have to do ta'leem. Sit down with the children. And Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, today we have absolutely no time for our children. You know, mashallah, you know what we do? Every child has got his own iPad. Every child has got their own iPad. Today, kids do not eat without a phone, without an iPad. You know how the world is being prepared for Dajjal? How? Technological advancements. Information overload. Today, the kids have absolutely no focus. Why? Because they've got so much information from the internet. They've got so much, they're not able to decipher right from wrong. Today, you go onto the internet, you go onto the news, mashallah, the guys that are liars in the world are classified the best of the world. Those people who are genociders are the victims of the world. And I'm sure you know what I'm saying. You know, you got information overload. Today, our children are not able to distinguish between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. They just can't do it. And number three, what we want our children to become and what we want our children to do. See, mashallah, everyone is created from soil. Allah says in the Quran, خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Allah Ta'ala created insan from soil. What are the qualities of soil? Number one, what is the quality of Mother Earth? Qabul. Qabul means accept. You put a dead body into the earth, does it throw it back out? It will accept it. Another quality of the Mother Earth is what? Imbat. Whatever you seed you put in, inshallah, it'll give you something better. It'll give you something better. We are the product of the society. Every one of us here. The society has supported us, mashallah. What do? We go and give back to the community. So the third resolution for our youngsters and for everyone. Take our children to those food banks where people are queuing for basic necessities. Today, our kids are absolutely spoiled. I'm telling you, I'm really very, very serious. If your child asks for £5 to spend, tell your child to go and wash your car and I'll give you £5. And then you go and see how that child spends that £5. Why? Because it's come with his own effort. One is the money that you give based on your effort. And one is the money that the kids are made to earn. You tell a child you have to go and hoover the entire house and I'll give you £1. And mashallah, the mother should stay with the child. You tell your daughter you have to go and mashallah, clean all the skirting boards inside the house and I'll give you £1. And you tell one child you have to wash all the windows in the home and I'll give you £2. Because mashallah, there it's slightly dangerous because you have to climb to get to the top of the window. But you know, you do that and you see, inshallah, the kids will become individuals who will give and who will do khidmah. Today, Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, our kids, they are so spoilt on gadgets. You tell them to do something whilst they're playing the game, okay, they don't even want to eat. They do not even want to eat it. And they will answer you back. Khair, inshallah, my message, inshallah. Number one, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase in your level of worship. Number one. Number two, ilm. And number three, khidmah. Number three, khidmah. And number four and number five. The entire life of a Muslim rotates between two words. Remember that, inshallah. Taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. What is a goal in your life that you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to avoid the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you do that, this is called taqwa. But sometimes you will fall short. Because you will fall short, Allah has given me and you what? Allah has given me and you tawbah. So taqwa and tawbah, taqwa and tawbah. And I'll just give you one last. You know, mashallah, when we go on our phones, if we are watching something haram, the moment a child will come next to you, you will change and flip over that page. Because mashallah, now you are so used to it. You know what you'll do? Okay, mashallah, you're so careful. You got something running in the background. So you're watching something haram. Na'udhu billah. Someone is watching something haram. A young child will come and you will flip over that page. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? It's not in the Quran or hadith, but one buzurg says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into my mind, it was ilham. It was ilham where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts things into the minds of pious slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Maryam. Hazrat Maryam is not a nabiyya. She is, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Allah ta'ala did ilham to Sayyida Maryam. That makes it wahi, but it's not the wahi that comes to Anbiya alayhi salam. Hazrat Maryam was told, now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into the mind of that saint, okay, oh my slave, am I the lowest of those who are nearby you? Am I the lowest of those who are nearby you? you are scared of a five-year-old kid who comes and sits next to you and you will not watch haram on your phone because you've got a five-year-old kid next to you. But you've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you and you treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lightest of everyone. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, you have absolutely no problem. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically saying, am I the lowest and am I the easiest of everyone that sits next to you? Halaki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah ta'ala is even more closer than the jugular vein. And so mashallah, taqwa, tawbah, so worship number one, number two, ilm, number three, khidmah, number four and number five, taqwa and tawbah, taqwa and tawbah. If don't delay tawbah. Whatever you do, don't delay the tawbah. You know, just one point, I'm just going to go back onto the case of obesity. Muslims in this ummah, you know what, mashallah, you might be surprised. You might be surprised. World Health Organization has said countries number 11 to number 20. Countries number 11 to number 20. 80 countries are Muslim countries. 8 countries between 11 to 20 are Muslim countries. You know, so in other words, we in the Muslim ummah, okay, obesity is a massive problem. In the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, one individual, Sayyidina Umar went past him and his belly was sticking out. His belly was sticking out. So Sayyidina Umar said, Ma hada? What is this? So the guy said, Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. This is rahmah of my Lord. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Bal huwa min adabillahi. This is from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umm Ma'bad, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is a lady, the sahabiyya, who narrates the entire journey of hijrah, of the messenger of Allah salam. How old was Rasulullah at the time of hijrah? He was 53 years old. What does she say in regards to the health of the messenger of Allah? Sawa'un al-sadr wal-batn. In other words, they were in one line. He did not have the belly sticking out. So inshallah, you know, we as Muslims should not be obese. And my final message, and I'll finish on this. I quoted a ayat of the Quran from Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When death will come to one of them, قَالَ. A person will say, رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ. That's what we need to ask. 31st of December 2025, am I ready to die and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or if I were to die and go to Allah, will I say what the Quran is saying, Rabbi irji'un, oh Allah, return me back. La'alli a'malu salihan fima taraktu. So I may able to do some good. Allama ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah used to say, if you were to raise the dead and you were to tell them you have 24 hours. You have 24 hours, you come out of your grave and you have 24 hours. Allama ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah says, a individual will not waste a second of that 24 hours. Why? Because now he's seen the reality of the grave. Inshallah, I'm going to finish on this. I also quoted one ayat in the beginning. And this is the ayat from Surah Al-Furqan. My message to all the youth that are here. You will be made because of your friends. And you will be wasted and you will become absolute losers because of your friends. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Bukhari as well, Imam Tirmizi as well. They've all mentioned the hadith from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah. And I'm going to relate to you one incident and I'll finish. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. He is a very individual who put the intestines of a camel on the back of the Messenger of Allah while Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam was doing sajda around the Ka'batullah. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. He brought some intestines and the innards of an animal and he took the entire filth, he put it on the back of the Messenger of Allah when Rasulullah went into sajda. It was so heavy, Rasulullah could not move it. Hazrat Fatima came, she removed it and then Rasulullah alayhi salam made dua. I want to relate to you the reason why that ayat was revealed. It's on the first page, on the 19th juz of the Quran. If you get a chance afterwards, please try and read the commentary of that ayat. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. If I remember rightly, it's ayat number 25. Ayat number 25 in Surah Al-Furqan. The food is here. So that means you don't keep the food waiting. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Akrimul Khubz. Akrimul Khubz. give value and respect to the roti. The Messenger of Allah said, Messenger of Allah, وَمَا إِكْرَامُ الْخُبْزِ. He says, when the roti is on the dastarkhan, you don't make it wait. That means you don't wait. You don't wait for the salad. You wait for the curry. If you've got the roti only, then you start eating the roti. This is ikramul khubz. Inshallah, I'll finish on this incident. Inshallah, and we'll finish. But my message to all the youngsters here: really, you know, your friends will absolutely make you or break you. Just be very, very careful. You need to be very, very careful. You need to see who your friends are. And I'll finish on this. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, he invited the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam for some food. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told him, I will come and I will eat, but on the condition that you embrace Islam. Now Arabs, you know the Arabs were very, very hospitable individuals. So Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt said, that's fine, I will say the kalima, I will read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Okay. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam went to his house to eat. Rasulullah accepted his invitation. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, in the commentary of this verse, in the commentary of this ayat, inshallah you will find it. His friend is Ubay ibn Khalf. Ubay ibn Khalf came, or it was either Ubay ibn Khalf or it was either Umayyah ibn Khalf. One of the two came to Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt and says to him, I heard that you've embraced Islam. If that is the case, I'm no longer your friend. This is what you call peer pressure. You know, they say peer pressure brings blood pressure. Or beer pressure. Peer pressure brings blood pressure, and blood pressure brings, this is where individuals go astray. So, anyway, he said, okay, no problem. He goes to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, he spits on the face of the Messenger of Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, and told Jibreel, you must make sure the saliva of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt does not reach the beloved face of the Nabi of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam came back, he stopped that saliva and he put it back onto the face of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, and it burned his own face. That individual on the day of Qiyamah will realize, I was right on the verge of salvation. What will that individual do? He will bite his fingers on the day of Qiyamah. That's what the Quran says. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمْ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. He will bite onto his hands. And he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If only I had taken the Messenger of Allah as my friend, and I had not taken يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. If only I had not taken that individual as my friend. And inshallah, the day you learn to say to your friend who invites you to evil, لا, I'm not coming. No. That is the day of your salvation. Because that's what the Quran says. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. The Quran says, swear by Allah, he was right on the verge to destroy me, my friend. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي. If it was not for the blessing of my Lord, and that was the fact that I was able to say La upon the advances of my friend. You know, when your friend is calling you to haram, you learn to say, no, I'm not coming. Okay, mashallah, you know, leave peer pressure to one side. Do not be scared. Inshallah, come to the masjid, stay in good company. And that, inshallah, will make you. Mashallah, we have, you know, a lot of brothers in the community, mashallah, do a lot of jama'at work. Mashallah, they had their gush today. Mashallah, you know, we really need to support those individuals that go door to door, okay, to invite the people, and they come to the masjid. So inshallah, please, if everyone, okay, can give them support, mashallah, we have our brothers, okay, who have their jamaat here, they have their ta'aleem here, try and sit in their ta'aleem, try and go out with them, inshallah, to call other brothers. The benefit of that, see, the mu'addin. What's the benefit of the mu'addin? What is the benefit for a mu'addin? He will have tawfiq of salat with jamaat. Anyone comes, no one comes. The person who calls the azan, the greatest benefit for him, he is going to read salat ma'al jama'ah. If anyone comes, it doesn't matter, with the imam, he will get the tawfiq. So you stay in good company, you invite others, inshallah, you will be able to remain on the straight path, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Jazakum Allah for everyone who came, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And please, when you go back, there's no need to see the fireworks. There is absolutely no need. Okay, there is no need to see the fireworks on TV. Okay, those people who are engrossed in haram, okay, there is no need to become part of that. This is the time you need 2 rakat salat. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us 1 more year of life. You never know, okay, where our sun will set of our life. You never know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inshallah, the brothers, inshallah, please, I urge every one of you, wash your hands before you go into the Jamaat Khana. This is a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. We should get into the habit of reading, of mashallah, washing our hands, number one. And before you start eating, Bismillahi wa barakatillahi. Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Inshallah, please try and at least slowly, slowly bring the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives. That will be our salvation. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Inshallah, brothers, some brothers can go to the kitchen, some brothers into wuzu area, inshallah. But wash your hands before you eat, inshallah.